Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Last June, I wrote about a case study JD.com shared at Stanford on AI-driven supply chains. At the time, my feeling was that it was solid work, but somewhat removed from our immediate reality. 9 months later, looking back, I've revised that judgment. It's not that JD.com has done anything newly spectacular. It's that what they've done is becoming the standard. When an AI-powered supply chain shifts from being a competitive advantage to being baseline infrastructure, companies that haven't kept up aren't missing a tool. They're missing an entire layer of foundation. The thing I care about most, honestly, is interpretability. JD.com put enormous effort into decomposing every prediction into a baseline value, plus the individual contribution of each factor, so that people in sales, logistics, and marketing could actually understand why the AI was making a given recommendation. That might not sound like a technical problem, but it is precisely the critical one. Many companies in Taiwan have failed at AI adoption, not because the models were inaccurate, but because the people on the ground didn't believe them and didn't feel safe following their guidance. So coming back to the conclusion, JD.com back then emphasized four conditions for success: talent, leadership, organization, and data. But in my view, there is really only one that is genuinely difficult: whether an organization is willing to let AI participate in decision-making rather than simply produce reports. The distance between humans are the final word, and learning to trust the model is not a technical gap. It is a trust gap, and every company, regardless of size, will have to face it.